And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to all you folks all over the country. This is the Common Sense Radio Show. We're on each week at this time. Glad you're joining us. We've got a full agenda on our program today. Lots to talk about, share views with you, and put in perspective some of the common sense ideas I have. And we'll see if you'd agree, and I want to hear from you if you do or if you don't. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. You'll find a regular column that I write, lots of interesting and fun ideas and concepts that I hope you'll take in and join. Tom Sherman's in the shotgun seat with me. He's my producer today as we cover the gamut on the Common Sense Show. Hey, last week we talked about Mardi Gras. I did a great show. I hope you heard it last week from New Orleans. And by the way, if you go to that website, we've got all kinds of crazy videos about the Mardi Gras that took place down there. I'm living down here in this part of the country. We broadcast from the New Orleans, Baton Rouge area. We're not a Louisiana show because we deal with issues nationwide, but Mardi Gras is a very special time of year. And it's also a time of year for all of Americans and everyone throughout the world from the Christian perspective because we're beginning the Lenten season. Mardi Gras, if you don't know, that's the Tuesday before Lent. It's called Chauve Tuesday or Mardi Gras. In French, that means Fat Tuesday. Last day to feast before Lenten season begins. The last period of excess, if you will. I was driving into the show today, and I want to make a tie with you between the Lenten season and the current political season, the primary season. There's some reflection and there's some similarities where maybe we're getting off track in both areas. And I'll just share some thoughts with you today, and I hope you'll listen in and see what you think. Lent is, most of you know, is a 40-day period. Actually, the calendar is 46 days. Did you know that? We think of Lent as 40 days where Christ went into the wilderness and he fasted in the desert for 40 days. What most Christians really don't know, most people don't know, is that Sundays are excluded, as each represents a mini Easter or a break from the Lenten period. I really didn't know that until, say, the last couple of years. And so we symbolize the 40 days that Jesus fasted in the desert. During this time, Jesus was tempted by the devil three times and resisted each time, if you remember. Well, historically, Lent has been a time to provide instruction to new converts and young Christians as a way to strengthen their faith. And then for us, for myself and for many of you, it's a period to spend in reflection to strengthen your faith. I would argue that the Lenten season is the most important time of the year for a Christian. Now, we talk about Christmas, the birth of Christ. No one really knows for sure when the birth of Christ took place. About the 3rd or 4th century, one of the kings of the time just designated December 25th as the day of the birth of Christ. We don't know really where that took place. But Lent is the whole tumultuous period of the death of Jesus Christ, the rebirth that took place, and the whole concept of what and the foundation on which Christianity is based. And it's a time to, we talk a good bit about maybe fasting over the Lenten period. Some people look on it different ways. Certain people give certain things up, sweets, bread, alcohol, meat. In the Catholic Church, for instance, traditionally meat is given up over that period of time. I'm not a big meat eater, so I don't eat meat anyway, so it wouldn't be much of a giving up for me. What I think a lot of us forget is that good works, including helping others, giving money to those in need, or time spent in prayer is very important during the Lenten season. I think it allows us to focus more on the spiritual rather than our daily lives, if you will. And, prayer and fasting are a way to change the patterns of everyday lives for all of us, to allow some more contemplation, introspection. I don't happen to be Catholic. I was baptized as a Presbyterian. But the Catholic tradition is very strong down in this part of the country, as you can imagine, down throughout the Deep South, particularly Louisiana, the French tie to the Catholic Church. I'm very fortunate, just a few blocks away, to have a wonderful Catholic diocese there. And it's the Lady of Mercy Diocese is what it's called. They've got the Adoration Chapel. It's a chapel built by some donations. It's open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Father Miles Walsh is just this marvelous priest at this church that is so respected in the community. If I could vote, I don't get a vote. If I could vote, Miles Walsh would be a cardinal in my book. But in any event, I go by that Adoration Chapel normally anyway. Stay for a minute to think a little bit. Spend some time reflecting, maybe pick up something to read within the various materials of the church. And in the Lenten season, I try to do so every day and help me put a focus on my life, some things I want to do. I don't really give up so much as trying to think maybe what I can do a little bit more to help some other people. Are there family members? Are there friends? Is there some special project in my community where maybe I can dedicate and do a little bit more? So I try to be proactive rather than reflective in terms of this time of year. That's just how I look on Lent. Everybody looks on it in a different way. Like I say, some people give up various things for this period of time. By the way, Lent is derived from the old English word Lenten, or spring. Begins just as winter starts to be, as winter gets to be tough and we transition to the next season. That's what we do with Lent. We transition our lives into a different period of somberness, seriousness, before the joy of spring, if you will. And I guess it all kind of ties and makes sense. What I was saying as I was driving in to the studio today, that you can also make some times of reflection for the political season, the primary season here that we're carrying on right now. Primary season is in a transition right now. The American electorate is transitioning from the primaries into the general election. The primary process is the first hurdle in the race to the national election, right? It's the general election that ultimately determines who will become our country's next president. But the primary process should allow parties and the candidates to hone their message, to ensure it's on target, it's clear and well articulated, before the inevitable onslaught of the general election. Lent reminds us, each of us, that we are to be humble, that instead of focusing on ourselves, we should focus on God and how we can serve others. And I would say that there is a humbling factor in the political process where you put pride aside, you focus on ideas, on your thoughts as to what's in the best interest of the country. So, and by the way, one of the problems with the primary system is that we allow these political pundits, who, by the way, have proved to be consistently incorrect in their predictions regarding who is going to win and which primary or caucus, but we allow these pundits, who often appear to believe their prognostications are more important than the issues and the voices and the votes of the American people, to dominate the flow of what's happening. It's a horse race. Oh, so-and-so is 3 points ahead in Michigan, or this guy in the latest poll is 4 points down. That really ought to be more irrelevant right now. This should be a shaking out time. This should be a time of amplifying what your core beliefs are, honing your message in the primaries to gear up for the presidential election. You see what I mean? I'm trying to make a time. Maybe you think it's a stretch, but I don't think so. I think I'm making a cognizant relationship between the Lenten season and how we pick our leaders. And like I say, I think it would be much more helpful in the process if instead of focusing on the tactics or the horse race of the primary season, that those who have the ability to amplify a message, the press, if you will, would instead provide more information. Dealing with these issues, being humble and being focused, that's hard work. It's real hard work. But I think the work is worth it all along. So I make that tie. Rest, reflect, be humbled. Lent will soon be over. The activities of spring and the general election will soon be on us. Make sure you're prepared to participate both, okay? Jim Brown here on Jim Brown's Common Sense, my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to talk about high gas prices when we come back right here on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Their house is going to burn to the ground.
Are you prepared if you have to file a home insurance claim?
If the worst happens and your home is destroyed, remembering what you had in your home after the disaster is nearly impossible. Your insurance company will want exact details and preferably photos of everything that may have been damaged or lost. Now you can protect your assets and valuables with a professional inventory done by ABC Home Inventory Services. We document all your personal property by providing a low-cost video, pictures, and a detailed itemized report of all personal property and valuables. And we can also show you how to start your own home inventory service. To learn more, call toll-free 855-785-0222. That's toll-free 855-785-0ABC. Act today and receive a $100 discount. ABC Home Inventory Services. Security, protection, and peace of mind at abchomeinventory.net.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
About a little over a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, I was excited over the fact that I pulled into a gas station. I paid, $2.90, maybe $2.89 a gallon for gasoline, and I have been paying less and less each week. It seemed to be going down. I said, guys, that's a wonderful direction. Hopefully we can get it down to $2.50 in that range, and you know, where it's much more affordable to so many people. But we're on the right direction. We're in a good focus in terms of gasoline in this country. Yesterday I filled up $3.69 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where the largest refinery in America is located. We refine the gas here. It comes out of our ground. We should be the cheapest. If you're having to pay $3.65 or $3.70 where you live, we got to be paying $3 or less, because this is where it starts. $3.69. And in California, I've got friends that are paying over $4 a gallon. It's going to go up. It's not going to. And is it? What is it all? Obama, the president, his policies are just driving gas up to an outrageous rate. Right? Let's drill, drill, drill. Now, look, I'm not a defender of many things the president does. I think this new budget that was submitted was just outrageous. There was no sacrifice there. There was no reduction in spending. I would second guess the president on many, many items. I got to tell you, though, and I've lived with this issue. When I was in the legislature, I handled lots of legislation for the oil and gas industry down here. And I've had family that's in the oil and gas business, with a brother-in-law last night having dinner talking about his drilling operations. And my neighbor is one of the largest drillers in this part of the country. We talk at length about the direction of oil and gas and what it's going to take to get a handle on the price and find more. And if you really take some time to look at it, presidents don't have a lot to say about the price of oil. There is some things that where they can affect what happens, no doubt about it. But, you know, when President Bush was in office, then Senator Obama was just plummeting him on the price of gas, saying it's all the Bush doctrine, that it's ridiculous what we're paying, I think at the time about $2.65, and saying if he was president, he was going to bring these gas prices down. They all do that. Everybody who's president or running for president says he's going to fight to keep the price down. Well, quite frankly, politicians don't have a lot of effect on it, if you look at it. Right now, we all know the Iranian situation. I picked up a publication I take daily called The Financial Times. It comes out of, it's a really a London publication, but it's very popular, one of the largest selling business publications in the world, very popular with people in the business community. The lead headline in yesterday's Financial Times was this: oil price surges on Iran nuclear fears. That's why oil prices are surging. Barrel of oil is going up, what is it, about $106 a barrel because of what's happening in Iran. Iran's shaking this nuclear sword. They're saying that they may close the Hemet Straits that go right between Iran and where a major part of the imported oil, 60% of all the world's imported oil, comes through. If they would do so, the Americans said they can open it back up in a week or two. But there's a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen in Iran, and therefore, price of gas is going up a heck of a lot. The price of a barrel of oil goes up, therefore the price of gas goes up, no doubt about it. Demand has increased dramatically. You know, with the rest of the world becoming more middle class and getting more industrialized, China, India, Japan has always been in this focus. Japan doesn't, there's no oil wells, there's no oil under the country of Japan, very little in China or India. They have to do major importation of their fuel. And as China and India become more progressive and have more industrial activity and more growth, they're going to need more oil. When they, the demand for oil is there, the price goes up. You know, it's just a you know, supply and demand. It's pretty basic economics 101 for any high school kid, and that's what we're seeing here in this country today. Alternative energy, of course we should, but we're finding it's not the panacea we thought, not as quick as we thought. What does it cost to build one of those big windmills out in West Texas, or out in Oregon? I think it costs about $5 million for one windmill. And you see a whole string of them often if you drive through West Texas, which I do occasionally. And the cost is just enormous to generate that wind velocity to produce the energy that is put into effect in many areas of the country. You've got solar. You can heat your house with solar power. Probably costs $12,000 to $15,000 for the average house. Pretty heavy investment. And then there, depending on where you live, if you don't have enough sunshine, you're affected by solar energy there. I think we're getting more efficient. There is more research being done, more experimentation. We'll eventually harness both the wind and the solar power. And natural gas has, particularly to industrial suppliers, a lot more potential. And we're finding more gas. The good news is that America, that's always been self, is so dependent and other countries is becoming much more self-sufficient. There's a lot of production going on in this country today. We are producing a lot of oil and gas here throughout America. And so the Republicans are right. Drill, drill, drill. Now it's a question of responsible drilling. I think the president made a mistake when he vetoed this Canadian pipeline coming down from central Canada all the way down to my home state of Louisiana into Texas, where that oil would be processed through major refineries there. He vetoed that proposal. He said he hasn't permanently vetoed it. The administration says they're going to still consider some alternatives. They've been looking at this for 3 years, the adjustments, and there are some environmental concerns. Hey, I'm an environmentalist. I'm concerned about the environment. But you've got to have the energy, and there's ways to protect the environment. The Alaskan pipeline has been a big success, huge success. I'll do the same thing with this Canadian pipeline. So what's happening now is the Chinese are over there up in Canada saying, we want the oil. We'll come in and put some money up, and we'll ship the oil by boat overseas for our use. So that was a mistake, I think, but there's still a lot of potential drilling in this country. A lot of oil and gas has been through the Southwest and throughout the South. I understand one of the largest new fields in the country is located in South Mississippi. We've got listeners in Hattiesburg and Macomb. Cross-sectional listeners in Mississippi. It looks like there's a huge potential oil find. Because what's happening with new technology, as we improve how we drill, you can go much deeper. And where it used to be a shallow well would go 100 feet, now we're going thousands of feet down into the ground. We've got the ability to take that. Costs a lot more money to do it. But we also have the technology that can identify the oil and gas at those lower levels. So there's a lot on the table with alternative energies out there with oil and gas. I want to see it works. $3.69 a gallon. Now, I don't know, that may move me to a smaller car. But look, I like my big SUV. I like to drive that SUV. I've got lots of kids and grandkids. I fill them up that SUV, and I like to drive it around. So, but I don't want to pay $3.69 to do so. Hopefully, we'll get a handle on it. It'll be a big issue in the presidential election, although, quite frankly, it's all for naught because presidents don't have a lot to say about the process. Hey, Jim Brown here in Jim Brown's Common Sense. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. I want to come back and talk about your heart. Is there a way to protect your heart without being cut open, without being so invasive? We'll talk about it right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, I don't care how healthy you are, and I don't care how young you are. By and large, all of us are going to deal with some type of heart issue in our lives. And it seems like heart disease is more prevalent, not less prevalent in this country today. I've seen figures that every 60 seconds someone dies from a heart attack. I've got a number of friends I know. Most of the friends I have a stent in them. They've had some kind of a heart problem, heart attack. They've got plaque buildup. So it's a continuing problem. I don't care if you're a man or a woman or what your age is. We're going to talk about it a little bit here today. Dr. Deborah Braverman is joining me here right now. Interesting lady, written a great new book. First of all, she's with the cardiology department, the Albert Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia. Her new book, Heal Your Heart with EECP. I'm going to have her tell us what that is. You can find out all about the book and Dr. Braverman on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Dr. Braverman, good morning. Glad you joined us today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Let me ask you this now, and we can get into lots of nuances about heart disease, but it seems like, you know, as we should be getting healthier, but I mean, I don't know a friend of mine who's in their 60s that hadn't had some kind of a major heart flare-up. It seems like we're not really making significant improvement. Is that a fair statement or not?
Well, I think we're making significant improvements when it comes to treating heart disease once diagnosed. We're certainly not making enough improvement when it comes to preventing the disease altogether. It's still the number one killer of men and women in this country, killing more people than all other causes of death combined. So it's really a major public health issue. And as you said, if you don't have heart disease, you know and love someone who does. And so it really does affect all of our lives, whether directly or indirectly. And it's a major public health issue in the United States.
Doc, get a little basic with me. When we talk about heart disease, a lot of people aren't sure just what that means. You've got the heart itself. You've got all the arteries coming to the health. Just give us a short capsuled definition of what we mean. Just what is heart disease what causes it to begin with?
Well, when we talk about heart disease, it's really a generic term. What we really, most of us are referring to is what we call coronary artery disease, which is basically blockages of the arteries that bring blood and oxygen to the heart. And this develops over time, usually years, if not decades, in the making. And the causes of heart disease are really multifactorial. Of course, there are certain things that we can't do anything about that contribute to heart disease, such as our genetic predisposition, our family history, whether we have family members with heart disease. As we age, we are at higher risk of developing heart disease, and our gender does affect it. Even though it is the number one killer of both men and women, it's more common in men in the earlier years, and once women go through menopause, then we catch up to men in terms of our developing heart disease. So those are the kinds of things we can't do much about. But what we can do a lot about are the lifestyle choices that we make. We know that proper diet, exercise regimen, not smoking, stress management, all of these issues can really help minimize the development of heart disease, slow it down, and help prevent secondary heart disease, meaning issues after you already know you have a heart attack, you've had a heart attack or been diagnosed with heart disease, to try to prevent further episodes down the road. So there's a lot that we can do to make a difference. It just seems that we don't make those choices.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's take someone who's 65 years old. They lived a pretty easygoing life. They've eaten, the general diet that's not that healthy. Lots of meats and fats in their diet. Haven't been exercising very much. So they get a wake-up call. They say, gosh, my best friend just had a heart attack and died. I think I'm going to try to change my lifestyle. Can you really make any difference? In other words, you've got all that stuff built up in your system. Is it too late, or can you really turn the corner and make a difference when you're late up in the later years of life?
It's never too late. You can definitely make a difference, and that's been shown in numerous studies of people of all ages. So when you make a commitment to those healthy lifestyle choices, you immediately improve your odds of survival and improve your quality of life, and that's been documented time and time again. So it is absolutely never too late. You stop smoking, immediately you reduce your risk in terms of cardiovascular disease. You start eating the right foods, immediately you reduce your risk. You start to exercise and get the blood flowing, you're improving your chances exponentially. So there's definitely no time like the present, regardless of your age, regardless of your health conditions. I mean, you know, I see patients who are not only older, but also quite ill. And even those patients can see dramatic changes and how they feel and the quality of life by making these lifestyle choices. So it's absolutely never too late.
Talking to Dr. Deborah Braverman, her new book, Help Your Heart with EECP. I know you don't know what that means. I'm about to ask her. Doc, okay, my dad was 72 when he had his first heart attack. They took him into the operating room, took a saw and cut open his chest. I mean, it's horrible. Took him months and months to recover. To many people out there listening, that's about the only alternative if you've got a serious problem. So you've got something that I've never heard of before, quite frankly, until I read about your book and I contacted you and your staff. Tell me just what you mean by how you can heal your heart with EECP.
Well, EECP is what we call enhanced external counterpulsation, which is basically a non-invasive treatment for heart disease. So, you know, that usually attracts a lot of attention if you say that. When people think of heart disease treatment, they think of what you're talking about. They think of bypass surgery usually, or stents or angioplasties, all these invasive procedures, numerous drugs. Now we're talking about an entirely non-invasive treatment. There's no drugs, there's no needles, there's no surgery involved. This is non-invasive. And what we do is we have the patient lay down on a special bed, and we basically take what amounts to oversized blood pressure cuffs. They get wrapped around the patient's legs, and in time to their heartbeat, these cuffs squeeze and release on the legs. And what that does is massage the leg muscles, a nice deep massage, which stimulates blood flow from the legs back up throughout the body, and in particular, back up to the heart. And that increased blood flow in and around the heart helps to open up tiny little underutilized arteries, healthy, non-disease arteries. In response to all that blood flow, these arteries start to mature, to grow, to develop, and naturally bypass the blocked arteries, restoring normal blood flow to the heart where it really needs it the most.
Well, and that was my question. Now, if I've got, let's assume someone has a lot of plaque buildup on their arteries, with that push of the blood, is there any chance that you're basically going to knock some of that plaque off and cause some kind of a real disruption? Or what do you think of that?
Well, that's a great question. And the answer to that is no, because this plaque buildup that we talk about, it's not something that's real delicate. This is something that's very hard. In fact, it's largely calcified, which means it's hard like bone. And it's really integrated into the wall of the heart muscle. So simply having blood, even if it's going fast and furious, blood flow next to these plaques does not cause them to rupture. We don't know why they rupture. When someone has a heart attack, we don't know what the real cause of the rupture is, but it's from within the plaque itself. It ruptures much like a volcano. It doesn't really respond to the outside forces. It's rupturing from within. So having the blood flow all along the vessels where there's blockages only improves the health of those vessels, actually. It doesn't cause any risk in terms of a breaking off of a plaque, and it's an entirely safe procedure.
A lot of people might say, well, you know, you're talking about kind of giving me a massage and that's going to heal my heart. It sounds like it's almost like alternative medicine that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Is this something that's been done a lot of experimentation on it? Is it something approved by the American Heart Association? Give us some overview about how accepted the whole procedure is.
Well, it's been around for a number of decades. It was actually developed in the 50s and 60s, starting out at Harvard and then through MIT. And it's really some of the top scientists who originally developed the concept. It's gone through a lot of permutations, of course, since then. But it's been around in the way that it looks now for more than 15 years. It was FDA approved in 1995 and then approved by Medicare and all the other insurance companies, but in particular Medicare, back in 1999. Now, as we all know, you know, Medicare doesn't pay for alternative, you know, therapies. Medicare pays for scientifically validated medicine that has been proven by reputable researchers, literally from not only throughout the United States, but from all over the world. And EECP has been held up in numerous studies to show remarkable benefits. Studies published in leading medical...
And Doc, hold off just a second. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Dr. Deborah Barberman.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're trying to keep you alive a lot longer, heal your heart, if you will, talking to Dr. Deborah Braverman. Got a really fascinating book called Heal Your Heart with EECP. It's available on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Doc, we had some technical problems and interrupted you as you were trying to explain how Medicare and other insurance products seem to recognize the value of EEC. Just give your comment there again, if you will, before we got interrupted.
Yeah, absolutely. So EECP was approved by Medicare back in 1999, and what I was talking about was that we all know, you know, Medicare does not really pay for alternative unproven therapies. So EECP has had to stand up to rigorous scientific analysis over the years, and there are more than 150 major scientific articles published validating the effectiveness and the safety and the outstanding outcomes that EECP provides across a wide variety of patients. And these articles have been published in the leading medical literature in more than the last 15 to 18 years. So there's been a lot of scientific research in the area showing the really wonderful benefits that EECP affords patients, and Medicare and all the insurance companies agree because they pay for the treatment. And so the access is there for patients all over the country. There's more than 600 sites scattered around the United States, and of course there are numerous countries overseas as well that practice EECP therapy.
Now let me ask you this. This is just not one treatment. I read your book. I want you to explain to my listeners what you do. You go in for a treatment where you put on this, not sling, but kind of a cast, if you will, in the lower part of your legs. You explain how it massages your legs to increase blood flow. Now, you don't do this just one time, do you? Explain how many treatments have to be done to really make sure it's effective.
Right. It's a, you know, the way to look at EECP, we call it really a passive form of exercise. It's not an active form of exercise, meaning you, the patient, aren't really doing anything. You're laying on the bed and these blood pressure cuffs are squeezing your legs. So the machine is really doing the work. But it's a passive form of exercise where we are exercising your circulatory system for you at a high intense level. So like any other form of exercise, as we all know, you don't get benefits from exercise when you just do it once in a while. If you work out once a week, you're really wasting your time. You're not going to get any real physiologic change. It requires repetitive stimulation to the body in order to make a change, in order to strengthen your muscles, in order to improve your stamina. You've got to exercise over and over again. We all know that. So it's really the same principle here with EECP. This blood flow has to happen day after day, over and over, in order to really reestablish these healthy blood flow patterns. And so the typical series of EECP treatment is 35 one-hour sessions. So it's a 35-hour program divided up in one-hour session at a time, and it's provided Monday through Friday once a day, 5 days a week for 7 weeks. So it's an intense program where we're really getting that blood to flow literally day after day after day so that these blood vessels are up and running and are established. And that's why the benefits last for literally years to come. So the time investment up front is one that you will reap the benefits for down the road. Sometimes patients say, gee, you know, how am I going to fit this in my schedule? You know, where am I going to get 7 weeks? I had a patient who once said to me, I tell my friends I found out those 7 weeks the same way I had to find them after I had my bypass surgery. You know, you find the time.
That's right.
You have to make the time in order to devote the energy to your health. The good thing about EECP is, although it is a 7 week program, you can live your life fully while you're getting treatment. You know, it's an outpatient procedure. You come in, you get your 1 hour treatment, and you're on your way. You can drive and go directly to work. Many of my patients will do, or go, you know, play golf or go shopping or go home and do errands or whatever it is you want to do. It's not that you stop your entire life to have the treatment. You just integrate it into your life, and the benefits will then show themselves quite readily.
I can see the benefits, and I can see someone who's had a heart attack, had heart problems. What if you profile someone who maybe is a little older, say they're 70 years old, and they're fairly healthy, they feel pretty good, but they've been told they got a fair amount of plaque buildup to where there could be some dangers down the line. They have some arthritis, they have that kind of thing. I mean, is it a tool for preventive, if you will? In other words, you're pretty healthy, but you're worried about with this plaque buildup where you're going to be 10 years from now. So are there preventive benefits to doing the procedure versus someone who has already had a heart attack?
Well, first of all, if you have plaque buildup, if you have documented atherosclerotic buildup, then you're not someone who's healthy. You're someone who has heart disease. You may be healthy living with heart disease, but you have the disease. It's not always that you're walking around grabbing at your chest and clutching your chest and bending over and gasping for air. That's not the only profile of a heart disease sufferer. Most people walking around with heart disease don't even realize they have it until there's a big wake-up call, as you suggested earlier. So if you're someone who's been told you have plaque buildup, then you have heart disease. We're past prevention now. We're dealing with management because the diagnosis has already been made. If you're someone who doesn't have that, but, you know, you have some, you know, other medical conditions, a little high blood pressure, or you're just concerned about developing heart disease for whatever reason, then we're talking about primary prevention. And although EECP is used in that regard quite successfully, I might add, in many places around the globe, that's not the case here in the United States because, by and large, insurance really doesn't pay for preventative medicine here. So if you're someone who doesn't have bona fide heart disease, then Medicare or your private insurer will not pay for EECP. Now, that being said, the question is, can you have benefits? Well, absolutely, you can have tremendous benefits, just like any other exercise program, because remember, this is a passive exercise program. In fact, the 7 weeks of EECP is comparable to 3 months of intense aerobic training in terms of the benefits that your circulatory system reaps as a result. So yes, for someone who's in good health and to use as prevention, EECP is quite valuable, but it's not covered by insurance for that situation. So then there are some people out there who will pay privately out of pocket for it. But it would be helpful. It's just that's not the American medical mindset at this point in time.
Heal Your Heart with EECP, Dr. Deborah Braverman, her book. Interesting concept and really something that sparked my interest. You can find her book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Doc, are there any dangers? In other words, let's assume you go in with something like that with all that pumping going on. Are there any downside? You know, I get a prescription drug and they give me 25 things that could happen to me. Any downside to doing the EECP?
Well, you know, that's one of the nicest things about what I do every day. I get to look at patients right in the eyes and tell them this treatment is safe. It can't hurt you. And that's really a fact. In fact, not only is it FDA approved as a treatment for heart disease and heart failure and angina, it's also an FDA approved treatment for a heart attack, meaning while you're actually having a heart attack, EECP is a bona fide treatment to help lessen the trauma of the heart attack, to help lessen the damage, to actually sustain your cardiovascular system while it's in shock. That's how safe it is. It's a treatment for a heart attack. So from the cardiovascular standpoint, there really is truly no risk. There are a few categories of patients who need to be cautious and should avoid EECP. For example, if you have a blood clot in your leg right now, we don't want to be squeezing on it because that could potentially cause a piece to break off and travel somewhere else. So that could be dangerous. There are certain heart valve situations. If you have a very damaged aortic valve, a very leaky one, then you would not be able to have ECP. But these precautions are so few and far between that what I encourage people to do is if you think you are a potential candidate, you should seek out a physician who provides ECP, and that individual physician can assess you personally and determine if there are any reasons whatsoever to be cautious. It's very rare that we turn patients away, frankly, regardless of their other medical conditions, because in most circumstances we can adapt the treatment and ensure that it can be provided safely and effectively in pretty much most patients with heart disease.
Heal your heart with EECP. Dr. Deborah Bergman, thanks for spending some time with us today. It's fascinating. I'd urge all my listeners to get your book, which they can find on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I was fascinated by it. I never heard of it. I've read all about it, and I'm going to be talking about it a lot more. So, Doc, thanks for spending some time with us today. Have a good day, and hopefully we can talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Interesting lady. Isn't that fascinating about the fact that if you have some heart problems, you can go in and take these treatments only an hour a day, and you've got to do them for 7 weeks. But and from reading the book and from what I can tell, you know, you can deal with arthritic conditions and your energy level. Like the doc says, you're doing some very intense aerobic work, 3 months of heavy aerobic exercise during the 7 weeks that you're doing this treatment. So if it affects you, and I've sure got a lot of folks I know with heart problems, I sure talk to your physician. Get the information off our website, Heal Your Heart with EECP. The website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, going to get my freshen up my coffee. We're going to get some news at the top of the hour. Come back with a whole other hour of Jim Brown's Common Sense. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.